Spawned is sponsored by Little Passports. Keep your kids busy this summer with Little Passports, the award-winning subscription for kids. Spawned listeners can save 40% on their first month today with promo code SPAWN. That's S-P-A-W-N. Learn more at www.littlepassports.com/spawn.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hello and welcome to Spawned with Kristen and Liz,
a common sense and hopefully fun take on parenting and parenting culture.
Or as someone said in our recent iTunes reviews, the first podcast she ever made it through all the way. Yay!
Yay! Nice job.
We'll take it.
Hi, I'm Kristen Chase.
I'm Liz Gumbiner, and we're the founders of CoolMomPics.com.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about literal grown-up panties.
Yeah, we talked about putting on your grown-up panties, metaphorically, and we had so many comments about that episode from our listeners, but this question was a favorite.
And then we're going to ask you and ourselves, why is your preschooler sitting next to me at the nail salon?
Yeah, we just want to have a conversation about kids and whether they are or are not growing up too soon.
And finally, we'll close out our show with each of our own cool picks of the week. But first, as always, we want to hear from you guys.
We love hearing from you.
Yeah, if you have questions or comments or very nice things to tell us, you can always email us, spawned@coolmompics.com, or tweet us at coolmompics with the hashtag Spawn Show.
Or visit our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And we love getting to chat back to our readers and listeners.
So the first topic today is
literal grown-up panties.
And it's a question from Lila. Lila was so nice to email us. And thank you for being so comfortable to talk about your underpants with us, Lila.
I know. We had a good little underwear chat with her. So she wrote to us that it was a great podcast about grown-up panties, putting on your grown-up panties, which we talked about is one of your parenting tools.
Yes.
But she'd also love to hear our take on full coverage undies for the moms among us who have, as we've mentioned, passed the hot baton.
Can I just stop right here and say full coverage undies is such a buzzkill.
Well, wait, I don't want to – look, she obviously feels comfortable in full cover panties. And she says she wants stuff that's a little sexy, doesn't come up to the belly button, and, you know, has that same approach to buying bathing suits. She said, what woman over 30 wants a cheeky cut bathing suit bottom? Why would we do that to ourselves?
I would. I would.
Well, I wouldn't, and you would. So I want to hear your take, Kristen.
So, look, I used to be a full coverage-ish panty kind of girl a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wore...
Like briefs,
yes, yeah. And I wore thongs for special occasions, like the 1 minute.
Your special occasion thong. Oh, for the 1 minute they're on before they end up on the floor.
Yes, yes,
eyebrow,
exactly.
Eyebrow, eyebrow.
But then, let me, you know what happened? Is I had four kids, Liz, and my booty shifted, as you said.
No!
Yes,
say it isn't so.
So.
We may have non-parents out there listening who are like, what? Now I'm never having kids. I don't want my booty to shift.
My butt shifted, and therefore, I found that I could not, like Lila, she did say she found four pairs, which is like four more than I found, because I think
she returned like 30.
Yeah,
she kept four.
That's really bad odds. But anyway, they all kept giving me wedgies. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I have a wedgie anyway. I'm going to transition to being a full-time thong wearer.
I have VPL fear.
What is
fear of visible panty line. I never had a good butt. I mean, certainly not in my 30s and definitely not after kids. Well, hanky pankies. You know, I swear by them.
I know. You turned me onto them.
Because here's the thing. When you're putting on underwear, it's not about how you look in the underwear, right?
It's
about how you look in your clothes.
That is such a good point.
We went to a conference and there was a really nice company that makes, let's call them, full coverage briefs.
Or as we
period
call them,
panties.
Yes. As
I told my boyfriend, these are period panties. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you know, the ones that you wear that you don't care if you get them messed up.
Yep. You save them.
So anyway, but they're cute and they're comfortable and they're solid cotton. And I thought, you know, I'll wear them. But I can't stand the idea that I can see the line through a skirt. So, hanky pankies, I'm telling you, ladies out there,
yes.
Or men, we don't judge.
Yes. Whoa.
If you want to wear a thong and you're scared because you think it's like the butt floss thing, that's not what these are. They stay straight along your derriere.
Wow.
And they don't
well
go
said, Liz.
In.
And they're like the best. So now I am a changed woman.
Okay.
They're worth the money, though. Let's just say this, though. They are a little on the pricier side,
I would
say.
Hey, if you use them awesome.
But I've had some forever. I think they wash very well. They look great. They have the lower cut ones. Like, yeah. I am a convert.
So yes, I'm all about the thongs, but I have to tell you this really funny story. A few years ago, my sitter comes home and she's like, "We had a little mishap this morning." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Well, the stroller wasn't working." And I looked down and there was something wrong with the wheel, and I tried to fix it and something was all tangled up on your wheel. It was your hanky-panky underwear. She'd been like rolling around Brooklyn with my underwear wrapped around the wheel. And I was like, "No, that's not embarrassing." And she's like, "Oh, it was a big mess. It was all around. I had to pull and pull. And, you know, your daughter tried to help me and we all pulled. And then finally I had to cut it off. I'm so sorry."
I'm just thinking
Wait,
of that mental
image.
They
were
image.
Clean, at least before they ended up on the streets of Brooklyn.
I love
and
it.
And then here's the worst part. I'm like, "So fine. She cut it. No big deal." She's like, "And then the super came out of the building to see if he could help."
So, the moral of the story here is, if those thongs can survive a stroller wheel, they can take your
postpartum booty. They did not survive the stroller wheel, though. They do better on your postpartum booty.
Oh, God. Well, listen, I want to hear. Don't you want to hear from people? I hope people will tell us all about their panties.
We are not afraid to talk about
that?
Our panties.
No.
And some people don't even like the word panties, but that's
underwear.
A whole other
I say
story.
Underwear. I don't even say panties. So, look, email us. We want to know. We'll hear from guys, too. Boxers or briefs. Ladies, if you do try out the thong and you hate them or you love them, we want to hear from you. You can email us, spawned@coolmompics.com. Or tweet us, if you're very brave, to go public, at CoolMomPics and use the hashtag SpawnedShow.
We will be back in a second right after this. This episode of Spawned is sponsored by Little Passports, the award-winning subscription for kids. And if you know anything about kids being maybe a little bored over the summer.
Just a little.
Do you know anything about that, Kristen?
I know absolutely nothing about four children being bored.
Then definitely check out Little Passports. Our kids have used it. Your kids have used it.
Yeah, it's great. You mean you get a monthly package in the mail and it highlights all sorts of really cool global destinations, some that they may have been to, some that they may now want to go to.
Yep. You're going to Kenya.
And you know what? They get everything from a map and letters and souvenirs, stickers. My kids love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's nice for kids to get something in the mail with their own name on it every single month. And it's fun to kind of follow this journey of imaginary pen pals and really learn about geography and the world and other cultures and how other kids live through the whole process.
So Spawned listeners can save 40% on their first month today with promo code SPAWN. That's SPAWN. You can learn more at www.littlepassports.com/spawn. So, Liz,
yeah.
You are a nail whiz when it comes to pedicures. I always look at your toes because you
they
always
look terrible today.
Oh, don't look at mine either.
I just
mine
got back
awful.
From vacation and it's been a few weeks and they're not the
but
best.
But 'tis the season for the nail salon.
It is.
Getting your
summer.
Nails done. It's mm-hmm. kind of one of my favorite things to
it's
do,
It's like
actually.
My little indulgence. But I have to tell you, so I used to go into the nail salon and I felt a little judgy because there is this phenomenon where there are like kids galore, not just in the nail salon, they're getting their nails done.
Oh.
Like 2 and 3-year-olds.
Yes.
When was the first
time? Wait, hold on. 2 and 3-year-olds?
Yes. Like little kids. How old were you when you first got like a manicure
or pedicure? Oh, God. I don't think I was like 27.
Ah, I got it once for my junior prom and then
I lost my virginity after. I got my nails done first.
So there you go, kids. That's the lesson is pedicures
it's
are
a gateway
drug to sex. No, that's not really true.
No,
don't quote
but,
us on that.
Okay, so it's kind of like the new, remember the whole big thing about kids going into the bar, right? Like parents were bringing their kids,
right.
You know, in baby carriers and all car seats and plopping them down on
the bar.
So now they're at the nail salon.
That's kind of a similar issue because people without kids don't necessarily want to be around kids in a bar or in a nail salon. It's kind of like your quiet, happy place.
Right.
So that's one thing. But the other thing is I just always have this discomfort with like seeing a 3-year-old paying $35 to like get her toes done by a recent immigrant to the United States in a nail salon. There's like just something uncomfortable about it for me. So what I used to do is I understand the bonding time. Like I understand that parents want to connect with their kids and I understand that they want to give them what they didn't have. So when I felt like my daughter was old enough. And you know how, like, when your kids are three, suddenly you feel like they're old?
Yes, they're
like,
so old.
Oh, they can sit still for 4 minutes. We can take them to the nail salon.
4 minutes, yeah.
So here's what I would do. I would take my oldest daughter with me, but she didn't get her nails done. She just sat with me on the bench, and she loved it.
You are a cruel, cruel mother, Liz.
I know. I'm so horrible, depriving her
of
pedicures.
You brought her there, and you're like, look at all these pretty things.
No.
You may not have them.
I think it's about managing expectations, right?
Well,
so
absolutely.
I just said,
of
you're
going
to come and sit with me, and then I would like take a little squirt of the lotion, and I would massage her hands while I sat there, and she loved it. We had a great time for years and years where she just loved to be with
me. I think you're an anomaly, though. I mean, because even I am completely guilty of taking my girls to the nail salon.
It's not guilt, though. I don't think there's
anything wrong
with it. I think that there's just, I don't know, I think it's just worth discussing, because I'm wondering if we're kind of like letting our kids grow up too fast. Like, you and I didn't have our nails done professionally until we were like in our teens or 20s. And now it's like 2-year-olds. Like, what are you going to do when you're 16?
I know. That's true. What's left after you've got kids that are used to going to the salon? So let me just say a few things in my own defense. I probably
And I don't want to make you feel defensive.
Oh, like, no. Okay. Please. Mm-hmm. My thing is that I'm a single mom of 4.
Yeah.
And if I am going to get my nails done, a lot of the time I have to bring somebody with me.
You need a child.
I do. And unlike
a child
you,
escort.
Unlike you, who you're so awesome in, like, just, you know, spending the time and there's not that expectation. I think also, like, my oldest, mm-hmm. I never did that with. But then when I started taking my oldest, my younger ones were like, oh, you took Quinlan to get her nails done.
So it's a whole other issue when you have lots
of
kids.
It is. It's like they see someone else. It's like, I think of it like the candy and lollipop phenomenon. Like, my oldest, I don't think people with, like, older kids are giving them like tons and tons of candy, right? It's like you get a lollipop, it's a special thing. But then what happens is you've got a 4-year-old, and now you've got a 2-year-old, and then me, now you've got a 1-year-old, and they're seeing the 4-year-old have a piece of candy, and all of a sudden you've got a 1-year-old with a lollipop.
Yeah, it's like the younger kids skipping Elmo and going right to, like,
exactly,
you know, teen
exactly.
crazy movie 4012 or whatever. I don't know.
Exactly. Yes, that one.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even watch it.
But I think, you know,
Hunger
so for
Games.
Me, Hunger Games. There it is. Well, for me, it's a lot about that time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, to be fair, I'm not so keen on, I don't understand why they have to get their feet scrubbed. Like, what are your children doing that they have so many calluses on their feet? You know what I mean? Like, they don't get the full pedicure. We go in and they just get their nails painted.
Uh-huh.
Because also, like, my third reason is I am just really terrible at painting nails. I would totally do it at home.
I know. We've had spa days at home, and they're like, Mom, this is horrible. I'm like, come on, I'll paint your nails. They're like, it's all over our feet, Mom. Like, I'm not good at it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I painted their toenails and fingernails with my eyes closed. Like, it's just not a good thing. So, I mean, that's the reasoning why I do it.
I understand.
But I know you have really strong feelings about it.
Well, I did have strong feelings, and then something changed me. And, you know, we've kind of talked about this a lot. I think this is kind of a theme with us about not judging a parent based on a single moment.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
because
yes.
There's often a backstory that you don't know. So, for example, you could be sitting there with your kid, and I don't know that it's your first time out alone with your youngest kid in ages. So I went to the nail salon once with my daughter, and there was this woman, and she was with her 3-year-old daughter, and she just had that, like, about to cry look in her eyes.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When you see a mom with that. And we just kind of were, like, casual chatting, and she's like, are you getting your nails done together too, you and your daughter? And I said, oh, she just sits with me while I get it done. It wasn't judgy. It was just
right.
I said. And she's like, oh, this is our first time. She just turned 3. I thought it would be nice. And then she goes, it's just tomorrow. And she got really upset. And she's like, I'm going back to work for the first time since having her. She just turned 3. And my first day of work, like, I want to cry thinking about it, is tomorrow. And as, like, a working mom myself who worked out of the home for a long time.
Right.
I know that feeling. And she just really wanted to have that special experience with her kids. And I realized, you know, sometimes it's not about doing it for your kids. Sometimes you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? That's good. And it really changed my perspective. I feel a lot less judgy about it now. You know, I still don't want my kids wearing, like, bright red fingernail talons, you know, sharpened into points. when they go to school.
What?
But like, I
can't imagine why.
I don't want to like look at parents in a moment in time and assume like, oh, that's a spoiled kid who gets a pedicure every week when she's 3 years old. Like, you just don't know the whole story.
No, that's really true. And I think
I have learned, Kristen.
You have,
learned. Seen the light.
You have learned. But also, I think it comes with time and experience, too, is that you understand that, you know, certain things aren't exactly what they seem. And let's be honest, a lot of times they're just little children that often go to the nail salon and their parents pay for it. And like you said, what's left? But there's also a bit of a health concern, too. Like, I know you have been my data geek nerd.
We need like a data nerd sound effect. Like, I need like Ted McGinley from Revenge of the Nerds going, "What's happening, nerds?" or something.
Let me push
you every time.
Because you were looking at the health concerns about nail polish. And, you know, and we can't even get into the whole thing about, like, the New York City nail salon expose.
Oh, man.
That was,
that's
like,
terrifying.
Super terrifying.
I know.
But at, like, a very basic level, like, what did you find about actual nail polish in kids?
Well, I mean, we, on Cool Mom Picks, we try to cover safer options for cosmetics for kids should your kids be playing around with cosmetics. Because there's, like, a lot of bad stuff that isn't necessarily so bad for us as adults, but kids like absorb more into their skin and their organs
right.
are
and
still
I
growing.
Imagine,
and
like a one-off, or you're going for like a special occasion, but if it's something you're doing like every single
week. If you like do your kids' nails with Essie once, you're not like killing them. You know, there's like the sanctimommies out there who are like, oh, could you put that on your kid? But, you know, if you do it a lot, then there's some really, really good brands that we've written up a lot. There's like, just off the top of my head, there's Piggy Paint. They're
Piggy
cute.
Panties, a totally different thing.
That's how I look in those songs. There's Lunastar Naturals. There's Hopscotch Kids. We'll like link them all on our site.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a special podcast page on Cool Mom Picks. So whenever you want, you can just pop over to Cool Mom Picks. It's PICKS.com. And you can find all the links to everything that we've talked about. Because we know that sometimes we mention things in rapid succession. But they're really great.
We have a lot of things on our brains.
And they have a safe nail polish remover, which is my big thing. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Like, does it work that well, though?
No. It basically works on, you know, I think there's a lot now of like the water-based nail polishes that obviously don't on really well.
Wipe off
they wipe
days.
Right off. But they work better. So the safe nail polish remover works better nail polish.
What I'm more concerned about is, you know, like kids are wearing makeup younger and younger.
Okay,
and
so we have to talk about that.
I know. I just read something in like Glamour UK about data nerd. How kids are now starting to wear makeup at 11 instead of 14. Like the average age has dropped 3 years.
My 11-year-old is sitting in the booth right now.
Hey, Quinlan.
Yeah, not wearing mascara.
And so, you know, there's all sorts of issues about self-esteem and feeling good. And we're in a selfie world and everybody wants to look awesome. But my rule has always been with my kids, you know, no makeup to school. You can wear like lip balm. Maybe if it's a special occasion or a ballet recital, lip gloss. But, you know, when you start going to the Environmental Working Group site, EWG.org.
I'm afraid.
They have
I'm a little afraid.
Awesome cosmetic safety database. Now, you have to take it with a grain of salt because, you know, it's like fragrance. Ding.
Yeah, well,
10.
They do that because we did a huge roundup of sunscreens, too.
The
and there are some
sunscreens.
Really great sunscreens, but they get dinged because of fragrance.
Right.
Right.
And so, you know, you have to like look at it carefully and decide which things are, you know, your own hot button ingredients.
Right.
Like a lot of parents don't want phthalates in their
kids' stuff. Yeah, well, for good reason.
And so if you look, even like lip balms, like Bonnie Bell things, not so good.
What?
I know.
And I was like, I would like, I think I might have eaten.
Well, that's
some
the other
of
thing is kids like eat more lipstick than they. Do you remember that makeup artist said that to me once? We were doing this video series of Unguilty Pleasures, and she's like, "You're a lipstick eater, Liz." I'm like, what does that mean?
She's is that like a Myers-Briggs test?
Yes. Yes. Some people are like the introvert, whatever. I'm like the lipstick
eater.
So, yeah, kids are like always chewing off their lipstick. So even if it's just like your gloss and you put a little bit of on kids, there are some big, big brands out there that get seriously bad scores. It's like,
I need to check that out.
Yeah,
because,
so,
I mean, I have an 11-year-old today. Uh-huh. She turns 11.
Happy birthday, Quinlan.
She's allowed to wear mascara like out and lipstick or like not lipstick.
Really?
It's gloss on a special occasion.
She's like nodding like, mascara.
Yeah. It's hard for parents, I think, to maintain a level of, this is a big deal, kids. You have to wait for it. Because for us, it really was a big deal because not everybody was doing it when kids were like 9, 10, and 11. And now I am surrounded by girls that are They've got their hair dyed, and we're talking like, you know, highlights, hair dye, the works.
You're talking grade school.
Yeah, grade school. We're talking like cartilage piercing. We're talking wearing makeup. Like
cartilage piercing in grade school?
Yes. Instagram.
Aren't you supposed to wait until like your body stops growing?
I thought so.
I'm old fashioned.
I feel like I am too in some ways, but you know, for us, they were rites of
passage. Get off my lawn, yeah. You kids with your cartilage piercing, and I'm keeping your ball.
And look, let's be honest, it's not just necessarily other parents and their kids. There are products being marketed like crazy. Like,
oh my
can
God.
We just talk about like the Dora perfume?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I wrote this post.
Why?
This is like 2009, and I wrote this post about getting a pitch for Dora the Explorer perfume for toddlers because evidently, if there's one problem 3-year-olds have, they just don't smell like bergamot orange. And then I asked, I'm like, what's next? Like Elmo tampons, Caillou hair extensions, Pinky Dinky Doo feminine body spray. The comments are so funny on that post. Everybody was coming up with like cartoon character inappropriate products.
I love Mrs. Chicky, who suggested Caillou suppositories.
Yeah, she said that kid always seemed constipated to me.
Oh,
sorry, Caillou fans.
But that's such a nice
way to
explain why
both
he's
of you Caillou fans out there in the world.
Yeah, you three. Well, that does explain why he's so whiny, for sure. But there was like that whole thing about like padded bras for like tweens.
Oh, Abercrombie. Yeah,
and
they were selling
thongs,
starting at size
Speaking
8.
Of thongs.
Yeah.
I mean, thongs for moms. Thumbs up.
No thongs for my 10-year-olds.
Right, right. As parents, I think especially for me with like the more children I seem to be, I've added to my brood. You're tired. Parents are tired. And parenting is exhausting. And I feel like a lot of times we just don't want to put up the fight. We're
it's
like,
easier to just
it
say
is.
Yes.
And you're just like, it's just hair dye. It's just ear piercing.
So do you think that a lot of parents are letting their kids do stuff because it's just easier to say yes?
I think it's easier to say yes. I think also, like you mentioned before, we want to give our children what we didn't have. And I think also, and I think it's hard for people who don't have kids to have this feeling. Mm-hmm. It's that you really want your children to be happy.
Yeah.
So what are your rules?
I think it's good to kind of say like, okay, when you're 13, you can do this. When you're 15, you can do this. It's also okay to be flexible. Like sometimes 15 seems a really long way off. My parents said to me, you couldn't get your ears pierced until you were a teenager. And by the time I was 8, I like broke them down so much that I got over my 9th birthday. The other thing though is to kind of weigh it with what else is going on with your kids. And I think one of the most important things for girls in terms of self-esteem and success in life is to have something they succeed in or that gives them passion or gives them confidence
right.
beyond
yes.
looks, clothes, and boys. And in fact, one of the things I tell my kids when they want to do their toenails is I said, you know what? You shouldn't be worried about sitting home and waiting for your toes to dry for 20 minutes. You should be in the playground tearing up the place and like on the monkey bars and not worrying about stuff like that. So I think sometimes happiness isn't just about the short-term immediate gratification, but like the long-term thing. I want my kids playing and not worrying about their nails.
Well, and I think you nailed it when you said, what's the overall
nailed
message?
It.
I love a pun. All right, so we want to know what you guys think about kids at the nail salon. Do you have thoughts about like what age kids should get their ears pierced? Like when
How
did
about
you?
Hair dye?
Yeah,
like
hair
I want
dye.
To know about hair dye because there's quite a few kids in our school that have it. And I'm just curious if parents feel good about it. Basically, I'm looking for someone to convince me to let my daughter do it.
Email us, spawned@coolmompics.com. You can tweet us at coolmompics or visit us on Facebook. And just a reminder that we will have all the links that we've talked about on the show over at coolmompics.com. You can click on podcast and you'll find it. All right, so it's time for dun dun dun, cool picks of the week, and I'm just gonna go first because
yeah,
I'm so
you've been
excited
talking about this
I can't
all
stop.
Week.
I'm gonna admit it right now.
Okay.
That I kind of have a crush on Rob Delaney now.
I've been following him on Twitter from like day one. He's awesome.
So he's a comedian. He's on Twitter. It's Rob Delaney. He probably
NSFW.
Does, yes. It's completely not safe for work. A little over the top. Very bawdy. And he probably doesn't need us all to follow him because he's got like millions and millions of followers. But I had no idea. I don't know how I missed this because he's promoting the heck of it on his Twitter feed right now.
Which is what Twitter is for.
He's got a new show on Amazon. It's an Amazon original. It's called Catastrophe. And I told you, Liz.
Yes, you've been telling me about this.
It is a dark romantic comedy. It's very racy, guys, so make sure there are no children around. And it's certainly not for the faint of heart. So if you are like a little sensitive to like nakedness and bad language, it's not for you. Go watch Veronica
Mars. And
what's
nakedness without bad language?
Right. You have, I feel like they're like.
It's peanut butter and jelly.
It is. Peanut butter and jelly. But here's the thing. He is an American ad executive who lives in Boston.
Now I have to watch it.
Yes. She is an Irish woman living in England. He goes over there for business. They have sex like 400,000 times in the matter of 2 weeks. He leaves and she gets pregnant. And she's like 41 and she's like, oh, my God, I have to keep this baby.
That's a great
It
teaser.
Is so well written. It is so not over the top.
It's called Catastrophe.
It's called Catastrophe. Witty, clever. My only complaint is it's only 6 shows.
Okay. It's like Luther. We need more.
We need people. More. So it's totally worth getting Amazon Prime for or finding a friend who has it. Catastrophe. And if you feel like tweeting Rob Delaney, make sure you tell him that the hashtag Cool Moms sent you guys over.
Yeah.
All right. So what's yours?
Oh, okay. Well, first I want to give a shout out to the entire state of Vermont.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of my macro pick. And then I have a micro pick.
Okay.
So,
Vermont.
So I went with my boyfriend and our 4 girls all together on this like giant road trip up to like the wilds of the Northeast Kingdom in Vermont, almost to Canada. It is like one of my favorite places in the world. The nicest people
ever.
I saw
the photos. It looked gorgeous.
Yeah, my Instagram feed. It's just, it's an incredible place. The people are so nice. It's a great, great state. And plus best dairy. Like Cabot Cheese is up there. Ben and Jerry's is up there. So.
Uh-oh.
This brings me to my pick of the week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, so we did the Ben and Jerry's tour. So they gave us a sample of one of their new core flavors, which have like the yummy, delicious, crazy flavor dead center through a cone of flavor in the middle of the pint.
Okay.
So you're going to love this because we talk about cookie butter a lot.
Yes.
You introduced me to cookie butter, like those Biscoff cookies from the
Hold
Delta.
Hold on, I'm having a moment, a cookie butter moment. Mm.
Okay, so those awesome speculoos Dutch cookies are turned into those little airplane cookies, which are cookie butter. Well, here's what they have. It's basically cookie butter ice cream.
What?
It's called Spectacular Speculoos. I keep wanting to call it Speculum.
That makes me think of the OBGYN.
No, it has nothing to do with obstetric tools, and do not eat it with one. You use a spoon, just like any other ice cream. Spectacular Speculoos. It's a dark caramel and vanilla Ben & Jerry's ice cream with that cookie butter, Speculoos cookies, and the cookie butter core in it. And it is like kill me now, I'm happy, goodbye. It's so good. It's so good, so good, so good. So now there's going to be like 18 pints of that in my fridge. And now you'll know why, once again, I'm wearing the skirted bathing suits. It's so worth it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm
going
to have to try it.
Thanks, Ben and Jerry's.
Let us know what you think about the cookie butter ice cream if you can find it. Can people find it? Is
it
coming out?
Oh,
okay.
No, it's out. It's one of the kind of new core flavors. It's really good. I swear they did not pay me to say this. I just can't stop thinking about it.
I see that. And I can't stop thinking about Rob Delaney. So maybe I need cookie butter ice cream in Catastrophe. You guys, can you please? Someone needs to eat cookie butter ice cream while watching Catastrophe and email us at spawned@coolmompics.com.
I want to see a photo.
I want to see photos. You can tweet us at CoolMomPics. Use the hashtag SpawnShow. And hey, if you do take a photo, we're also on Instagram at CoolMomPics.
So that's it for this week's episode of Spawn with Kristen and Liz. This was fun.
Yes.
I love seeing you every week.
I love seeing you too. And I love hearing from all the listeners. But we have to give a shout out to all our wonderful people at Panoply.
Our producer is Sarah Abdurrahman. And thanks also to Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers.
And hey guys, let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your comments and feedback on Twitter.
The reviews on iTunes have been making our day.
Yes.
So thank you for everyone who took the time to do that.
Yeah, we know that time is very precious, especially if you're parents. But hey, anybody, no one has a lot of time these days. So thank you for that. And look, tweet us at CoolMomPics with the hashtag SpawnShow. Drop us an email, spawned@coolmompics.com. We've been getting a whole bunch of really funny emails. So we really love reading those.
The bar is high, guys.
Yes. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to joining you again next week.
Thanks for listening.